Story 14, The Birth of Moses. Jacob brought 70 people with him when he moved his family to Egypt. They were called Hebrews, or Israelites. In time, Jacob and all of his sons died. Their descendants did well in Egypt, and their population grew very large. Then a new king, Pharaoh, came to power in Egypt. He didn't know about Joseph and all he had done to help Egypt. The king did not like having so many Israelites in his country. He was afraid that, in the time of war, the Israelites might fight against Egypt. So Pharaoh made all the Hebrews become slaves of the Egyptians. They had to work hard making bricks and building cities. The taskmasters were cruel to the slaves, but still their numbers grew very large. Then Pharaoh thought of another plan. He called in all the Hebrew midwives and told them, "When you help an Israelite woman have her child, kill all baby boys as soon as they are born. You may let the baby girls live." The midwives feared God and did not obey Pharaoh. They let the baby boys live as well as the girls. God blessed the midwives because they did not kill the baby boys. The Israelites kept growing in number, and they were very strong. Then Pharaoh came up with a new plan. He said, "Every Hebrew baby boy must be thrown into the Nile River." During this time, a boy was born into one of the Hebrew families. For 3 months after his birth, his mother hid him. But as he grew, it was harder to keep him hidden. Finally, she knew she had to do something different. The mother made a waterproof basket and placed the child inside. She put the basket in the reeds close to the edge of the river. The boy's sister hid nearby so she could see what would happen to her baby brother. When Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river to take a bath, she found the basket floating in the river. When she opened the basket, the baby started to cry, and she felt sorry for it. She said, "This must be one of the Hebrew children." She wanted to keep the baby. The baby's sister came out from her hiding place and asked, "Do you want me to go and find a Hebrew mother to nurse this child?" Pharaoh's daughter looked at her and said, "Yes, I'd like that. Go find a nursing mother." So the girl went and got her own mother, the mother of the child. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Nurse this child for me, and I will pay you." So the child's mother was paid to be his nurse. When the boy was old enough, his mother brought him back to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She called him Moses, meaning pulled out, because she said, "I pulled him out of the water."